Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Design Her Travel podcast. I'm your host, Kim Anderson. As an avid traveler, global nomad, and someone who considers themselves a citizen of the world, I want to say welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. My hope in creating this podcast is to inspire you to take the leap of faith and to design the life of your dreams. For me, that includes connecting with like-minded individuals and creating a community of souls living their best lives out, in, and around the world. Each week, you'll hear stories and conversations from fellow travelers who have figured out how to incorporate travel as a key component in their daily lives. Their stories are beautiful and inspiring, just like you. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. So let's do this. Here we go. Hello, Design Her Travel Tribe. I wanted to hop on really quickly before we start today's Travel Talk episode. I discovered an article from Nomad Mania that was released about the ultimate report on women who travel every country in the world. It discusses how they register the countries. It discusses the number of women that have explored and counted all of the countries in the world and been successfully to all of them. It gives the parameters. It talks about who. It talks about what. It talks about how. So if you're interested in reading that, click on the link in the show notes. And so without further ado, let's get started. Hello, 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 beautiful souls. Welcome back to today's Travel Talk episode on the Design Her Travel podcast. I'm your host, Kim Anderson. Today's travel topic is why more women should travel the world. This topic is based off of my conversation this week with Marty Sabova. Marty is the dynamic force behind the traveling duo, Very Hungry Nomads. Marty and Rachel have traveled every country in the world. And through our conversation, I learned that less than 40 women have traveled every country in the world. And most of those women have done it around the age of 60. So typically, there are fewer women traveling every country, and it takes them longer to see the countries in the world. The mission of Design Her Travel is to show you that travel is possible for you no matter what preconceived notions you may have, whether that is finance or safety or the complications, whatever it is that may hold you back. This podcast was created to help you see that you too can travel the world. We all have a style of travel that suits our personalities. We all have a desire to see different places in the world. We're motivated by different things, and that is the beauty of taking your own journey. You get to do it your way. You get to see what you want. You get to have the experience that you desire in the world. The question that seems to surface so easily when it comes to being a woman traveling the world is an issue of safety. And thankfully, and many times repeatedly on the podcast, we have shared stories on how safe it actually is to travel the world, even as a solo female traveler. Marty and Rachel have a mission to share their experience with the world, and this is what she had to say about the safety of exploring the world as a woman.
We just wanted to share the travel, and we really wanted to show that the world is not a scary place and that people are really similar, although they maybe live different to us or eat different food or speak different language. And we also wanted to show that the world isn't scary for female travelers, because that is the number one reasoning I hear. It's just like, oh, it's just too unsafe.
What I love about what Marty has to say and her experience is that it was important for them to share that it isn't scary for female travelers. And that has been my experience as well, it isn't scary. But another reason that surfaced through my conversation with Marty that I really want to focus on in today's Travel Talk episode, and that is that as women traveling the world, we get to be the living example of what's possible for others. Myself and Marty and Rachel and many of you might come from countries that are privileged economically and freedom-wise. We have the ability to travel. We tend to have money to travel. Those things are much easier for us as women than they are for many other women around the world. Using that privilege in ways that better humanity really is our responsibility as travelers. It's the gift that we get to give without really having to do anything in particular other than show up, be kind, be curious, and smile at the people you meet. Through those actions, we have the ability to break down boundaries and barriers for other women who also harbor a desire or a dream for something greater. It's not always about other women having the ability to travel in the world. Sometimes it's being the example of something that's much simpler. Here's a little more from my conversation with Marty Sabova earlier this week. It's possible to see the world without spending a lot of money. All it takes is a little bit of bravery, knowing deep within you that we are all the same. It is possible to live your big, wild dreams. And in doing so, you give others the permission to live theirs. After we had stopped the recording, Marty and I carried on our conversation. She shared with me a story about being in Afghanistan, and she was reading. And a little girl came up to her because women aren't allowed to read. They're not able to sit down with a book or to go to school. They don't have the same possibilities that we have in the Western world. And so traveling the world as women and living with the freedom that we have, it shows people so many possibilities. It allows you to open doors for other people that you may not even know. Having a little girl see you read plants a seed of possibility in their mind that they too can do it. Travel is so much more than seeing the world. It's about living life and planting seeds of change and also acceptance. I was mind blown by that story that Marty shared. And I realized that in all of these years of me traveling the world in places that sometimes had seen very few travelers, I recognized my privilege in being in those places, but I didn't always recognize the seeds of possibility I was able to plant just by being there. The funny thing about life is we never know how we are influencing a place or someone that we've met along the way. My hope is that as travelers and as women in the world, we choose to move about the world and see more of what we desire to see. The more we share our stories with the world, and the more we build communities around that, the greater seeds of change and possibility that are planted. And from that, my hope is that goodness grows. That as women moving about the world, we can show others that anything is possible. The Dalai Lama was once quoted saying, "Western women will save the world." My interpretation of that is that we have the ways and means and privilege to move about the world, to use our money for good, to spread seeds of change and positivity wherever we go. We rise together. When we have money in the hands of women, it is shown that we build communities, we support others and the world, and our families and communities and our homes become better because of it. My hope is that as women, we continue to rise. We continue to share our experiences. We continue to support one another along the way. And we continue to say, come with me. Let's do this together. If I can do it, so can you. I am all about collaboration in the Design Her Travel Tribe. And the more that there are of us out there, the better. Thank you for joining me today and listening in on these amazing stories of women doing phenomenal things in the world. I would love to hear from you and hear about your experiences moving around the world and sharing your stories. Reach out on Instagram at @designhertravel. Send me a DM and let me know you heard this episode. I love connecting with you. I can't wait to see you out there in the world along the way, spreading our seeds of positivity and change. Together, my friends, we rise. Until next time. Thank you so much for showing up and listening to this episode. I know that there are so many things in life that you could be doing right now, and so it means a lot to me that you're here. There are so many more episodes coming your way. So if you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to review and follow us on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you know someone who might like to hear it, please share. Those little acts of kindness mean a lot and help more than you know. I appreciate your time and getting the opportunity to share this moment. I'd love to hear more from you. I'd love to connect, so reach out on social. You can find me on Instagram at seafaringwanderer. That's SEAFARINGWANDERER. And then you can join our Facebook group at Design Her Travel Podcast. I would love to connect, hear more from you. Let me know what you'd like to hear more of, places you'd like to hear about, and things you'd like to know how to do when designing your life. So thank you, everyone, and I'll be back soon.